Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Gail Edwards.
Hi, Gail. How are you?
CJ, is that your initials or your name?
Well, I go by both.
That's my grandson's name. That's why I asked. I said, did I dial the right number?
No worries.
I just signed up on the computer here. Still adding the product, but I just wanted to ask a couple questions about the service.
Yeah, I can definitely answer some questions about service. What's up?
Now, I have a landline phone.
Yeah.
Still going to be able to have a landline phone with this?
Yes, you would still be able to have your landline phone.
So, what kind of equipment do you have for all of this?
So we actually, with the landline phone, what it is that you would have to get the internet service, and then we can also port over your existing landline phone. What would happen there is that we would install our modem because it would go through the fiber. It wouldn't be like an old telephone line.
So what would that mean? I'd have to have like a box?
What do you mean a box?
Modem. You said the modem. Isn't that like a box? The modem?
Yes. So we offer the modem and the router, and those are included in your price.
Okay. So I won't need the router that I have, my own router?
Correct. You wouldn't need it. It's included in the price. If you want to use it, you definitely can. However, I must warn you that if there's any issues, the troubleshooting would be extremely limited because we actually have a system where we can actually take a look and see which devices are having trouble connecting, which ones are maybe on a freeze, if maybe that's the issue. If they're too far away from the router, that could always be the issue. So when it comes to speed slowness or anything else, that typically is what we would be able to do, and we're able to go into the system and see what's causing the issue.
Okay, so I'm going to get a modem and a router.
Yes, so you would get a modem and a router.
Come with the monthly?
It's included in your monthly price, yes.
So are these big boxes or modems? Or
No, they're average sized. The modem's actually pretty small, in my opinion. And then the router is just like the regular sized routers.
But it's all new equipment?
It's all new equipment, yes.
Asking because I have Spectrum. I'm sure you heard a lot about it. It's bad service.
Yeah, so I've heard. But they're also still DSL. They're not fiber. So fiber actually has the data emitted through pulses of light.
So that's the only two things that I'll need. Like with that modem, I'll still be able to use my fax machine?
Yes.
Okay. So it's basically the same thing as Spectrum?
Essentially, just better technology.
Right. Okay, now how does the TV?
So we don't offer TV, unfortunately.
Oh, you don't?
No. Most people are switching over to streaming, which we do have a handy-dandy little tool on our website that allows you to figure out which streaming service would actually be the best for you.
So right now I have streaming, but I've got that. I guess it's Zumo. Did you ever hear that? The Zumo box?
No, I have not.
Like, I stream now with that on the cable? It's like a box. It's a little box with a remote.
Is it kind of like TiVo, like what TiVo used to be?
I don't know what that is. It's just a little box. Like, you don't need other cable boxes. This was just one plug, little flat thing. It says ZUMO on it, and you got a remote, and you can say I want CNN, and it goes.
Okay.
So is that, I guess that's called streaming, that's what they tell me.
Yeah, I mean, there's different types of streaming services. So like you have streaming services like Netflix, for example, Hulu, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, and then you also have the streaming services that allow for like actual channels, that is kind of like YouTube TV. You have, what's the name of that one?
So you're saying
Fubo. There's a few different things.
All that Netflix and but what is this? When you stream, you have to pay for that?
Yeah, so it's between you and the streaming services, between the two of you as far as that goes. We don't offer any of the streaming services, but right now we are offering a promotional value where you would get a $100 streaming card if you sign up by the 15th. So what that means is that it would be a gift card specifically meant for streaming services. If you already have existing streaming services, you could use that to pay for them. If you don't have any, then you can use that to pay for your subscription, up until the $100 is depleted.
So what does that go for that, like that streaming you pay like per month with that or?
Yes. So most of the time, like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, all of that would have their monthly rates. I personally have the triple play in a sense. It's kind of like a triple play, where I get Hulu, ESPN Plus for my hockey games, and then I also get Disney Plus for the kids, and it's all inclusive for I think $20 a month, if I'm not mistaken.
Now you've got to have the smart TV though, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, if you have one of those Roku boxes or like the Amazon streaming stick, you know, like the Fire Stick, those actually you can download the apps onto those if you have a non-smart TV like I do. In my daughter's room, I have a TV that is significantly older, not smart, and I have like my console, my Xbox that's plugged into it so that she can download the apps on the Xbox and watch her shows that way.
Now you're saying like the triple play. Now what would I get? Like now I basically watch like CNN, News Nation. But how would you stream something like that?
So that would actually be where that handy dandy little tool that I mentioned comes into play. So if you go to archtopfiber.com and you hover over the residential tab, you'll click on streaming and there's like a little interactive quiz that will ask you certain things. If I'm not mistaken, CNN may also have their own app to where you can just stay up to date on news.
Now, I just added all this. I added on the phone. It was $74.99, and it comes to $104.98 a month. Now, since I've been talking to you, I've finished it, and it keeps going like adding products. So that, what does that mean? It's not signing me up.
So, okay, when it comes to the internet, typically you would want to select how many gigs you want for your speed. So if you get the 1 gig speed, it's great. It's not exactly the best for the gaming, but it is great for, you know, streaming, managing your home appliances, if you have any, oh gosh, what's it called? If you have any security cameras, for example, and also for your basics like browsing the internet and replying to emails, things like that. Now, that has a promotional price of $69.99 if you sign up for autopay with your account, your checking account, and paperless billing. Then you have the home phone, which is $24.99 a month. So that should bring up your price to about a total of $94.99. $94.98 a month if you have the auto pay enabled.
Mine came up to $104.98 a month, the one that I picked.
Yes, because it's $79.99 per month for the regular price. It's not going to give you the discounted price until you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing.
So, since I did all this, why isn't it like those little tabs are going around in a circle? It's like not saying thank you, we're signed up, or you're done, or.
Let me go ahead and take a look at something real quick, if you don't mind. What is your last name or your service address, please?
Edwards, it's Gail Edwards, and it's 82 Valk Road, Saugerties, New York, 12477. But it did say something about it'll be a couple weeks before they're here, but it said go ahead and sign up.
Yes, yeah, so if it gives you the ability to pre-order, then that will happen. It seems that the services didn't fully get selected because I do see you here in the system, but it has not added anything. So let me just take a look here.
Do not refresh this page. If you need to make changes, wait till the process is complete.
Yeah, I would wait for a few minutes. How long has it been on that screen for?
Before I called you, like
Oh,
couple.
okay. Oof. Yeah, that's 10 minutes now, so that should not have happened.
All the things are checked. It says internet add-ons, installation account, payment. They're all checked, but then it gets down to review, and that one's not checked.
Okay, try pressing the back button.
The previous, where is that?
Yes, where it says previous.
It's not letting me. I think because that's still going around in circles, it says do not refresh.
Okay, but it shouldn't be taking 10 minutes to for that to load.
Okay, I went back to the first page. Your selected address, 82 Volk Road.
Yeah, 'cause that should have.
Plan is selected. And then I went to continue.
And you selected the phone and you typed in the phone number that you're porting over, correct?
Phone, it says the number. All service providers, Spectrum. I didn't put add additional Wi-Fi coverage. Am I supposed to do that?
No, that's perfectly fine. Because essentially, when the Archtop Fiber technician comes to do the install, it'll be decided between you and the Archtop Fiber technician as to whether or not you need an extender. And the first one is included in the price, anyways.
So, what kind of installation do they do?
So they would be installing the fiber lines from the network at the street all the way to the outside of your home before your actual install date. And then they would come in and run the fiber to wherever you want the modem and router to be.
So, you have to have wires come into your house, like on your house?
So you know how like you currently have Spectrum, they had to run the wires into the home?
Well, I have that, but it's underground.
Yeah, and we'll be doing the same thing. We'll follow the same conduit.
So that means they have to go in my basement?
Potentially, not necessarily.
Well, that's where it comes in. It's an underground pipe and it comes in my basement.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll still fish it through, and then on the day of your actual install, then we would be able to go ahead and finish that.
So then where the, say the wire comes, it's just one hookup, one wire that goes for the modem and the router.
So, yes. So it's basically the same way that the cable runs. It's just cable uses coaxial. We use fiber. Fiber is a significantly more fragile line because, again, it has to be able to provide the pulses of light. So the pulses of light travel through to bring the data over, and that's how you get connected to the internet. It's a better and faster technology. Gail, are you still with me?
Just looking at my
Oh,
phone.
no worries. Take your time. I
Egregious.
just wanted to make sure we didn't get disconnected, that's all.
I just wanted to make sure that I got everything right
Plus, we
here.
also don't charge for the installation either. And we cover up to 300 feet as far as the drop cable goes, which is that cable that connects the outside of your home to the inside or to the street.
When are they ever going to make everything wireless, like the cell phone.
I know. That would be nice, but
There's no reason they can't do it if they can do it with cell phones.
yeah, I mean,
Now, should I opt in to SMS?
yes, I would. If you want to receive text messages on updates about your account status, so like
But
your order status, reminders for your appointment, things like that.
I have a landline. I don't have a smartphone.
Oh, okay. So you don't have a cell phone at all?
I do. I have a Jitterbug with Lively. It's
Okay.
useless.
It's no worries, I understand. I used to have to deal with those at Best Buy.
We have no service here, you know?
Yeah, it's terrible. So then in that case, I would just suggest phone or email.
So don't check that box then, opt in to SMS.
Yeah, I wouldn't check the opt-in to the SMS if you're not planning on being able to see those text messages.
Taking me back. I agreed to receiving recurring marketing phone calls and text messages view disclosure. Then it says password, which I did the password, but it's got X in all outline. Is that a different password for that disclosure, for that opt-in?
Typically, there's no password for that.
Oh, you know what? I gotta uncheck that then because it says I agree to receiving marketing phone calls. Oh, I do want marketing phone calls. If I got the landline, I can get phone calls, right?
Yes, exactly. And I mean, like for us, it wouldn't necessarily be marketing that we would be reaching out to you with regards. Most of the time, it's letting you know, hey, we've had an issue with your billing, or hey, we need to reschedule your appointment, for example, if something comes up, or we're returning your call for a trouble ticket that you opened.
I got the same password. It says confirm password. That's got the green check, but where I put the password, it's got a red X.
Is it okay? So that's probably asking you to create your password for your online portal. So I would definitely choose a password for something that you can remember easily, actually, so that you can log into your Archtop Fiber online account. You'll be able to see your invoices. You'll be able to submit trouble tickets if necessary. You'll be able to edit your auto pay settings there. So you'll even be able to upgrade your service if you decide that you want to upgrade. So that is definitely the best thing to do at that point.
I did that. I put in my password, then I confirmed it. It's the same thing. But the first one, it's got the red X, it's outlined. And then the confirm has got the green check. Is that strange or what?
A little. Is it allowing you to continue, though?
Same billing address, same as billing. I don't want to opt in. Nope, it's taking me back to that. Maybe I
Okay,
gotta
so
view
I
this.
would try making sure the password has a capital, some letters and numbers, and as well as a special character.
I did, and it's the same as the one that's got the green check.
All right.
I got them both looking at them both. They're exactly the same.
Okay. And Gail, you said it was 82 volt, right?
Right.
I'll definitely have to let them know that there's issues going on with that because it shouldn't be this difficult.
All right, now I'm up to, well, let me go to payment now.
Okay. This, you will not be getting charged until your installation date, just so that you're aware.
Opt into auto pay, opt into paperless billing.
So that right there would be, that
60.
right there would be the way that you would get that discount, that $10 discount a month.
Okay.
So definitely do it with the checking account if you can to get the most savings. Because again, with the checking account, it would be a $10 savings per month versus a credit or debit card, which would only be a $5 savings per month.
Yeah, I always do the checking, but do I need to put that in now?
It'd be better if you did, but you can do it at any time as long as it's before the installation appointment.
It says debit or credit card. Is that?
Yep, you can click that drop down and or select checking.
Oh, checking or savings account. I'm not going to fill that part out now, then. I'm going to wait. See if it lets me go. It's not letting me go any further
So
without this.
then press the previous, select no for that. For that question of the autopay.
What about the paperless billing?
I would suggest doing that so you don't have to worry about that later.
Leave that checked.
Yes, the paperless billing, definitely leave that checked.
Now it's taking me back to that password thing again. I guess
Interesting.
it's not letting me because I'm not opting in.
All right, how about this? How about I do it for you on your behalf? It does show that the in-service date would be on February 1st. And we had selected the 1 gig, correct?
Which
Okay.
is February 1st.
Yes, February 1st. That's the in-service date.
Oh, that's the, you can't get it until then?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the phone number that you were planning on porting, please?
518-678-3338.
Okay. All right, and you currently rent or own your property. Okay. And how are your utility wires feeding your home? They're all underground, is that correct? Okay, your billing address is the same as your service. And then Gail, Gail, right? All right, what is your email address, please?
EGAIL3418@gmail.com.
Primary phone number you'd like on the account?
Same that I gave you, the 678.
So it's 518-678-3338, right? Okay. All right. And did you have any details or information about the property that we should be aware of before our techs arrive, such as buried wires, septic tanks, anything like gas lines, water lines, sewage lines?
It's right out on the corner of the property where the telephone pole is, and it's connected right there and goes underground. At least 100.
Okay, no worries. All right, and did you have any questions or comments for our techs?
What do you mean by that?
Like, is there anything specific that you would like to ask the tech?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to know when they're going to come. They'll call me and everything.
Yes, so essentially, with your in-service date being so far out, we would actually be calling you to get you scheduled.
In the next couple of weeks or in a month or so?
No, like February 1st, we would be reaching out to let you know that we are able to get you scheduled and you would be able to pick a day and time that works for you. All right, so it's all set on my end. It did go through. And I'm so sorry that the website was giving you such trouble, but I will definitely make a note of that so that they can look into it.
Yeah, 'cause like I just did it now, submit order, and it's not. Now it's
Yeah.
back to read full terms and conditions. I went back and did that, and it still does it.
Yeah, it should not have done that.
It's doing that creating accounts. Maybe because it's
Nope,
never.
you're fine. It's automatically created for you. I put it through on my end. So you should be receiving two emails, one of which will have a link for you to sign into your online account.
It's doing that same thing again, those
Yep, you
emails.
could just exit out of it. I did it on my end.
Yeah, just so you know, though, if somebody tries to do it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to make a note of, and so that they can investigate it a little bit further, because this is the first time that we've heard of this, having this experience and this difficulty of submitting, and it should not be just consistently processing, so to speak.
Last week I called too, and I was on hold for like a half hour or so, then it disconnected.
Oh, that's odd.
So I just figured it was like so busy or something, and but then they never called me back or anything.
That is also odd. I will definitely let them know of that as well.
That's why I was just online there to the, I think it's the Saxon and Blue Mountain Connection, and it had the advertisement, and I just clicked on it. So, oh, let me try it again. Here I am.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm basically going to be the same thing as I am with different equipment.
Yeah, exactly. It would just be internet and phone.
So what was that you said that I can get from you from a for streaming? Is there anything?
Yes, so essentially, if you go to the Archtop Fiber website, I would just go back to the main website. On the homepage, you'll see where it says residential, and there will be a drop-down menu. If you select streaming, it'll bring up a handy dandy little quiz to let you know what the best streaming options are.
So that would be included with it, or is that ex?
No, so that would technically just let you know which streaming services would be the best suited for your needs. And then, since you signed up before the 15th of December, you would be eligible for the $100 streaming card. Essentially, it's a gift card where you can apply the funds, the $100 that's on there, towards any streaming services that you want. You would receive the card within 30 days after your install.
So, to do the streaming, I would do that just with the remote with the TV then?
Yes, with the TV remote, yes, if it's a smart TV. If
Well,
not,
not the one I have. Oh, that's the other question. How do I do, like, can you have more than one TV?
yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't.
So, how do I hook up, like, the one I have upstairs in my bedroom? How's that connected then?
Is that one a smart TV?
Yes.
Yeah, so then in the settings, when you press the settings button on your remote, you should be able to find the network settings, and you would connect it using the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, so there'd be no box or anything I
No,
can.
not for upstairs.
For this TV downstairs, I wouldn't need it either.
Nope, you would not. Not unless you were to get a Roku or a Fire Stick to make it smart. That would be your key at that point to enable or be able to stream on that TV.
I probably should just. It's a Samsung though, you know, and it's a good TV, and I've had it about, I'd say, close to 10 years now. But knock on wood, it's good, but it's not the smart TV.
Yeah.
But I thought I would get the one with the built-in Roku.
Yeah, that's possible. If it has built-in Roku, then yes, you would just be able to go to the app store, so to speak, and download whichever apps you wanted to download. So, like if you were looking into YouTube TV, for example, you would look for YouTube TV, download that, and then you'd be able to stream that from your TV.
So can you do like more than one?
More than one app? Absolutely.
I see that on my smart TV upstairs. I can't get that hooked up. But
Yeah, that's That's fine. And I'm sure our techs are also going to be more than happy to help you out with that as well.
So the only thing that I'll have connected is that to my phone, my router and a thing in one spot. I don't have to have any of the boxes for any of my TVs. It'll just.
Correct.
Well, I just stream now with the Zumo thing, so I wonder, will that work or is that only a Spectrum thing?
So I'm not sure if it's just a Spectrum thing, but I do know for a fact that, if you have a smart TV, you'd be able to stream directly from the TV.
Everything sounds good, if only they could be rid of those two boxes.
Yeah, you wouldn't need the cable boxes, you wouldn't need any of that.
No, I
So.
mean the modem and the router that
Oh, those are the basics though in order for you to have internet though.
know, but why don't they make them a little smaller or something that it's, I know they probably need it, but I hate
Yeah, it's because the components in order for it to reach certain distances, obviously there's a lot that goes into it.
but they came a long way. The original ones were way bigger, but my computer is an all-in-one. So I don't have no boxes or anything, but I've got all these damn wires, for
Yeah.
into the modem, to the phone, to the modem, and it's just so annoying, all that jazz, it's
Of
almost.
course. No, I get it. And it's always a lot cleaner when you have, proper cable management. But,
Want to dust, you got to wipe off all these wires, and
I mean, that's where I use my Swiffer. I use my Swiffer duster.
I try to hide them. I've got it like a big desk in my kitchen for my computer and all that, and my phone right next to it. But I've got this nice 50 style radio, and I've got that like in front, so you don't see all those wires plugged in.
Yeah.
It's just even, I know I can do it. I have a wireless printer.
Yes.
I can just plug that in and, print from my computer from that. But if I want a fax, I gotta hook that into my modem.
Yes.
So I gotta like disconnect it all the time. I'm sure there's probably a way of doing it to
You
leave it.
can. There is something called a splitter for the phone jacks. And that way you just get an extra phone line connected to the splitter. And then at that point, the phone line would be split into two. So if as long as you're not using the home phone or the landline, you would be able to use the fax.
Well, that's what I do. I just unplug the phone, plug into the modem, and I put the plug in for the fax machine.
Yeah, but I mean, it would eliminate the need to unplug it and then plug it back in and switch it back and forth.
Well, this is what I wanted to do. Like, the modem is here, like, in my kitchen, but upstairs I have a study. I have a two-story, and over the stairway, when you go up the second story, they call it a study. Now, I have a desk there, and I would like to put like my fax machine and everything up there so it's set up all the time. But I can't do that. I'd have to have the modem and everything there, right?
Yes, potentially.
Like if I wanted to have another computer like upstairs, I'd have to have another modem.
No, not necessarily. It just depends on whether or not you go Wi-Fi or hardwired.
Oh, so if it's wireless, I could just.
Then you could just connect it directly to the Wi-Fi system.
So I could probably do that, but I don't want to keep going upstairs. I like the computer here, but can you have a second one, or you can only have one?
So, I mean, you can have a second one, but again, the modem is the one-stop hub of where all of the data comes through to be able to manage your phone, and your internet. So, it would be interesting to see two modems within a household when it's not necessary.
So if it's wireless, I can just like hook, connect it to that, like whatever you got to do to set it up, and it should work.
For the printer, yes, or the computer, yes, absolutely. If it's wireless or has wireless capability, then yes, you would just connect it to the Wi-Fi network. If you're talking about the faxing option, however, oftentimes it needs that phone line.
Yeah, it does. That's why I keep the landline. Other than, because it's bad service here. That's another thing I saw on there. It said something about it's not hooked up to 911, this arch top.
It has an E911.
But what does it say? Like if it's there's no electric, if the electric goes out, it doesn't work. Is that what it meant?
So, yes and no. So, I mean, if the electric goes out, just like any other services, it would essentially not work. But however, we do have our hub stations, like our substations, that have, essentially, what it is that we have hospital grade or better generators that actually manage our substations. So if you have like a generator for your home or like a backup battery for that powers anything that would not be powered in the event of a loss of power, you would be able to still receive services.
Oh, so it works just like it works now, like with Spectrum or anything else.
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Again, like if we have like bad weather or something like that, then if you have like a loss of power in your area, as long as you have like a generator to power your home or something that would be able to provide power directly to the modem and the router, you would still have your services.
Well, that's another thing here, like with the cell phones. Don't have any electric, you don't have any Wi-Fi, you're not going to be able to use your phone, your cell phone either.
Yeah, with dead zones, I mean, I live in a dead zone myself, so I am highly reliant upon the internet in order for me to even talk on the phone.
Waiting to find out if this is going to be better than Spectrum, but I think I've been with Spectrum for like 50 years. They don't give you anything like for being a dedicated customer, senior, or anything. There's nothing, but they can start up a new service for like $49.99 or something like that, and I'm paying 100 and something. There's no nothing for seniors or low income or whatever you want to call it. They offer nothing, even being with them so long.
Yeah, and with that being said, I mean, there used to be the Affordable Connectivity Program.
I lost that.
Yeah, that's because the program unfortunately ended.
But that was a help, but now it's, I got basics and I can't afford it. I'm up to like 150, 60. Oh, now it's 170, I think, because whatever bundle plan I had ran out in November, so it's $20 more. It just kept going up and up, 20, 20, 20 all the time. And
Yeah,
nope.
and that's just the way that they work, unfortunately.
But it's bad service. That's the worst part of it. Most of the time, you don't have any service. It goes out. You got to reboot it. Or, it's just like everybody said, I can't hear you on your phone.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't really use landlines anymore. Most people just rely on their cell phones, but for people like you and I, it is important for us to have other means of communication.
Yeah, but you know what? Even people with cell phones, they don't have service a lot of times. Where at least with the landline, you should have the service.
Yeah.
I don't know. No sense in me talking about it because I'm just going to change and see, how it is. I'm just going to have to get up to date on the streaming and everything, because I think that's going to be the future.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's unfortunate, you know. I mean, there's a lot of things that are changing, and it's not easy for everybody, unfortunately. I mean, even for me, it's not very easy.
Well, I'm learning, you know, but with the streaming, the only thing I see different with the streaming is you can't go back and forth from a station. You know, you have to go.
Yeah.
Connect up to it. That's the only thing I see different. But, you know, I'm used to it now. But I do have the thing on there. Like, I just press the button and I say CNN, and it goes right to CNN.
Yeah.
So does all streaming work like that?
Not all of them, but a lot of them do. Like, I can use on my Samsung TV. It's smart. It's the one in my bedroom. I do have a microphone button on my remote that I can just talk into the remote.
So I should make sure I get that when I do get a smart TV then.
Yeah, I mean, mine's the QLED. It's a 65-inch, I think it is.
What's the brand?
Samsung.
Samsung?
Yeah. It's the Q60. Yeah, it's an older TV. It's about 5-6 years old, but they still have similar ones to that nowadays, and they're actually pretty affordable. I know TCL has a very affordable line of 4K TVs that are all smart, and they're all made in the U.S.
I see the TLCs. I had purchased a couple of them for my grandchildren a few years ago, and they still work in those TLCs. I mean, they were only like $100 for a 32-inch, but they've been good. But I want to get, well, the ones I got is 40 to 45.
Yeah.
You know, a 50 maybe the next one.
Yeah, I know I have a smaller one. And then I also have a 70 and a 65, I believe.
Now, what about with the 65 and the 70? Do you lose, like, color, or do you have to have
no.
bigger room?
No, I mean, so I have one mounted on my wall. That one is the, I think it's a 70. I think that's mounted on my wall in my daughter's room. And then I have the 65, the Q60, or the, sorry, it's a 60 inch. It's the Q60. That one is in my bedroom just sitting on my dresser.
That one you use though, right?
Yeah, I use all three of them. My daughter uses the one that's mounted on the wall. And then I have one in the living room, which is a very, very old smart TV. And that one's a 65-inch.
I don't know. You can't listen to everybody. They always say, as you
personally,
go,
with my eyesight, the smaller the TV, the worse it is for me. That's just personally.
Well, my eyes ain't getting that better. I'm 74, and I wear glasses, you know, to watch TV. But that's what I wanted to get a little bigger. It's, you know, from that 40, 45.
Yeah, understandable.
You know, it's that old now. It was like the cat's meow when it came out, you know, that it had like the DVD player that came with it. It was like a special, you know. It,
oh, yes.
That time. And but knock on wood, I got to say, you know, it's still good. But, like, you got to get up to date if you want to stream and you want all this. Without all these boxes and sticks and things.
Absolutely. And, yeah, that's understandable, you know.
Well, it was good talking with you.
Oh, of course.
Info here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're here for. We're here to provide you with information. And so that, you know, if you're discovering things that are brand new for the first time, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to guide you and help in any way that we can.
Now, what would you say, like, when they come, see, my house is 30 years old now. When I built this house, I had all the cable connections put in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the old school where you just plugged into the cable.
Yeah.
You don't even need that stuff anymore, but that's how my cable came in.
Okay.
You know, underground, and it's all wired through my house. Which I don't have to use any of that anymore. So, what will they do now when they come in my basement underground? What will they do? Just bring one wire into where my phone's going to go?
Yes, so they would grab a wire that's long enough, a fiber cable that would be long enough from the basement to the wherever you want the modem to be.
Yeah, where it comes in the basement, it's maybe like 10 foot, and it goes along my stairway, and it's right like my basement stairway door is where they put the wire. So
okay.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be. The only thing is that we also want to make sure, well, the techs are the best ones to handle that because they do it every day, several times a day. So they are very, very knowledgeable on placement of the cable so that, that way it doesn't interfere with anything, nobody trips over it, and then also to ensure that the fiber cables are not going to be damaged in any way.
Yeah, well, that's what I got to figure out now, where I really want it coming to, because if I decide to take it out of my kitchen right where it's next to the basement door,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I'd have to have it put someplace different. I wonder
yeah.
if they can have it come right into one of the boxes, you know, where I used to have the old cable. Would they
okay.
have it come right in through, like, one of those boxes, or...
Yeah, and when you talk to the tech, when the tech comes for the appointment, you can definitely let them know, hey, look, this is my idea as to where I want it. Is there a way that you can make this possible?
No, so they don't have to drill no holes, no nothing. It's already there in the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the thing is that we don't, again, we don't use coaxial. Fiber cable is a completely different cable. So we would still have to run the line.
Yeah, but it would just go in, like, they could take the old stuff out of that outlet. Like
yeah.
the wall where I'm saying they don't have to drill another wall a hole.
Correct, yes, correct.
You know, because I don't really need all those outlets anymore. I had it for the phone, and it was all jacks for the phone and for the cable, and that's how far, about 30 years ago is how far they came. You don't need any of that.
Yeah, exactly. A lot has happened in 30 years.
Yeah, I know. I
the internet started 30 years ago.
30 years.
It became public 30 years ago, rather. It didn't start in like 30 years ago, but it became public, yeah.
It's just that I think my house isn't that old, but it is 30 years old. To me, it's not old, but when you think of all those things that you think you were doing the right thing by having
yeah,
that...
times definitely do change, absolutely.
Now it's like ridiculous, all these outlets all in my walls. You know, for a phone jack and, you know, so you didn't have wires running all through your house. It was all, you know, the jack's already built in between the walls.
Yeah.
I mean, the wires.
Well, no, that's understandable.
All right. Well, hopefully if I ever call back, do you get somebody different all the time or do you usually?
Not necessarily. Sometimes you might just get me again. It really depends on the time of day.
Now, does Archtop have, like, a local office, or?
We do. We are actually headquartered in Kingston.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
So that's where you work from, or you work?
Correct.
Oh, so you are local, then?
Oh, we're very local. We chose the Hudson Valley as the primary location for Archtop, simply because of the fact that, you know, the Hudson Valley has so many people, and yet we are so deprived of newer technology. One of our main things is really the community. So we were actually at the Sawyer Motor Show.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, we were there. We had a tent there. I was there personally. But, yeah, it was actually a fun day. It was very hot, but it was a very fun day.
Was that for the Christmas in the Village thing you're talking
about? No, I'm talking about over the summer, the Sawyer Motors car show.
Oh.
Yeah, it took over like 3 blocks out of Saugerties there on the main strip.
So I bet a lot of people were interested though, right? Weren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Especially because, you know, we are a newer company, but we have been doing this for many, many years. We just kind of came together with all the professionals and, you know, started our own.
I see a lot of people commenting online there about, you know, they're happy with this. And I see signs
yeah.
out.
And honestly, that's really our goal, is to be able to provide better service at a more affordable price and be straightforward with it. And, you know, so far we are very, very happy with the way things are turning out, working out. And if there are any issues, we address them it instantly. I can't speak tonight.
But they're not like out this far yet where I am. They're still working on it.
Yeah, so we do have a good portion of Saugerties completely covered and already have service, but we're still expanding every day. So that's the reason being. So like we're also in Rhinebeck, you know, and not all of Rhinebeck has service yet, but most of Saugerties does. So
on the line of Green and Ulster County. I'm still in Ulster.
Yeah.
County.
So you're in the northern part. Yeah. That makes sense.
So they're probably not.
Yeah, because we went from Kingston all the way up to Saugerties, and then we're still branching out around Saugerties. I know it took us a little while to get us over to Blue Mountain Road, for example, because that was on the other side of the thruway, and at that point, it's no longer town roads; it's also state. So we have to get the permits for those, and it's a process. But you know, we're doing it as quickly as we can.
Now, do you live in this area? You live in?
I do. I actually live in Dutchess.
So you've got to come to Kingston every day?
Yeah, it's not a problem. I'm not that far. It's like, what, a 10-minute trip?
Go over there tomorrow, over to Williams.
Yes. Yeah. I actually used to drive from Dutchess to go to Best Buy in Kingston. That's where I used to work, so, for a long time. Yep. And then I also worked for United Healthcare, which is also in Kingston. So it's no trouble for me.
Out of there now after all that big news.
Oh, well, I still have many friends that still work there, and so I do check in with them and see how they're doing. So
scary.
It is definitely scary, so that's why I was checking in with them, making sure that they're okay. And you know,
my brother lives next door to me. He just gave me some of his paperwork, and I had to, well, he's 72, he's not like up to date on the news, and I said that happens to be your healthcare, that United Healthcare, and
yeah,
you know about what went on. But you know what? I can
things happen.
I can understand a lot, though. I mean, you work there, and I've talked to a lot of people. I was like in an accident back in 2015, and
oh no, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I've dealt with insurance companies, and they are crooks.
Well, I mean, I have my personal views on the whole healthcare system. I do miss Europe, so cheaper or almost non-existent as far as cost goes. So
they don't tell people. I can see, because when I had that, you know, I'm older, but I'm still with it a lot, and on top of things. But I think about the people that are not, that get taken over. You know, mm-hmm. You've got this coverage and everything, and they do deny you. Like, I went, you can't go to this doctor anymore. You've got to go to that one, because they don't want to pay you. They don't want to pay for these visits. You've got to go, you know, from orthopedic to like a heart doctor or something, if you've got different things in order. You've got to like beat the system to go to a different doctor to get your care. They just don't want to pay. They charge you. Talking about,
yeah.
You know, then when it comes down to it, they just don't want to pay, and they kind of cut you off from getting the help that you need. That was my first experience, and then they don't tell you that. You know, I had top-notch coverage. Well, when I had to use it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of like why, you know, us as a business, anytime something goes wrong, we are always pretty quick to fix it or address it, whatever the issue may be. And then if we don't have an answer for it right that second, we do make a point to give you a call once we do have the answer. So.
Well, this is kind of a different kind of business than like the insurance.
Well, of course, yes. But similar business practices, though, like just the common courtesy of, you know, handling the members or the customers in this case, you know, it's still a similar experience as far as it goes. Yes, the fields are very different, but I mean, the customer base is still very similar. We still have customers that need internet connection and, you know, phone connections, just like how people need insurance, you know. So it's really about how the situations that arise get handled.
That's true. But with with insurance companies, they put all these clauses in there that you don't know about. You know?
Ah, that's why you always read the fine print. Yeah, I always make a point of that.
But the thing is, like, just for example, the coverage that I had, the additional PIP, you know, they paid me right to the end until it run out. But then when my lawyers go against the person that was at fault to take a lawsuit against them to recover, the insurance company gets the money back. They have this in that additional coverage that, oh, if you get any money, we get our money back. So I'm the loser and they're the gainer. So I'm the one.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You don't find that out until it happens to you.
Yeah, see, at least we don't do that. We're very transparent. We like to be transparent, and that's all we want to be.
But I'm just referring back to what happened here with the shootings, the everything, you know, why people,
yeah,
why they do these kind of things. You know, it's, I could understand to a certain, I mean, it's not saying that you got to go kill somebody, but.
No, but.
But, I mean, people get. You know, there was people that's a lot worse off than me, you know, where they've got gypped out of what they had coming to them or didn't get the care and they died or whatever. It's same scenario. It's, these companies are so wealthy, you know, got all this money on people like us that don't get what we paid for. And I even talked to the people in the insurance companies, you know, that work there. They know it, too. It's just their job. They just got to do what they got to do. It's the company. But they say, even the lawyers tell me that the insurance company are the richest people. I can see why. Well, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for helping.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Are you still at the office or you're at home?
Nope, I'm at the office.
You got to stay there all night?
No. We do have a cutoff time at some point, but we do have a 24-hour line, so if ever you do run into any questions or have any concerns overnight, definitely give us a call.
All right. Thanks again. I'm going to let you go now.
Okay. No worries, Gail. And it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your evening and a great holiday season as well.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.